stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
So my name is Hugh Benjamin from I Think an Idea. We're a digital marketing agency. And today we're going to talk about demystifying digital marketing, search engine optimization, and brand awareness. A lot of times when people have a company, they're always asking themselves, how can I grow my business? Or how can I make my phone ring? Or how can I get a better client? And a lot of times when people start a business, it's because mainly they want to make more money and they want to grow their company and have the resources to grow and hire more people and perhaps get out of the mode of just doing everything themselves. So if they have more clients, they can grow their company more and do more branding and do more marketing and create a system. So think about, you know, what's the name of your business and what are some of your goals, you know, for the year of 2019? You know, what are some of the goals that you set last year? Perhaps for New Year's resolution, and you said, hey, I'm gonna double my revenue. Well, what's your recipe to double your revenue, and what have you put in place and done differently this year that maybe you didn't do last year? Or maybe last year you said, hey, this next year, I'm gonna spend money on marketing because I know that would be a great investment to get my phone to ring, and then I could be in a different bracket when it comes to revenues. Maybe instead of doing 5 million, I could do 10 million. So think about one goal for your business that you have in the next year. And then the biggest thing is not just to have an idea, but to actually execute on that idea and put something in place so that you can make things happen. So what you're going to learn today, you're going to learn one, how to grow your business when it comes to internet marketing. You're also going to learn about SEO. SEO is a funny abbreviation that stands for search engine optimization. Some people call me and they say, I want CEO marketing, or I want SEP marketing, or they don't even know what it means. They just know that they've heard about it and it makes a lot of sense. So we're going to cover some of the basics with SEO. How do you grow your business online? So SMO is social media, SEO is search engine optimization. Within those categories, there's some subcategories necessary in order for you to actually get results. One of the things you have to do is track results. How do you do that? You know, most people guess or they assume, but we all know what happens when you assume. So there's something called Google Analytics that actually will give you down to the number how many people visit your website, where they come from, where they were referred by, whether or not it was a referral from a website that maybe you posted a blog on, maybe it was from your podcast channel, YouTube, Facebook. You can determine every result down to the specifics in Google Analytics. And Google Analytics is free. So most people should have it, but if you never set it up, it's not going to set itself up. So you want to make sure that you have some kind of measurement. Just like if you were to hire an employee and you paid them on a weekly basis, you wouldn't just hire them and then let them sit in the office and come back 2 months later and go, hey, what did you do? You would actually want to track and guide them and train them and just kind of make sure that you have some kind of direction that you're trying to head. The same thing you would do with your marketing when you're investing money. You want to know that you're going to get the best return on the investment. So what are your growth strategies? With SEO, one of the most important things is content. What is content? Content is anything that is either written, visual, a video, it could be a podcast. It's anything that gives people information on your business or your industry. And it could be something that's not even relevant to your own company. Maybe you sell baby toys and you're giving some advice on how to do a baby's toddler's party and have a fun event just to give value back to your clients and build an audience around your certain vertical that you're trying to target. And by people reading on how to have a party for toddlers. Then they find your links, and now you drive traffic back to your baby toddler toys. So there's some really creative things that you can do. The other thing you want to pay attention to in this day and age is called reputation management. So that means if you have let's say you do organic soap, and you put up a website, and somebody else has an organic soap site. If they find you on your website, typically a lot of people that shop will go and look around to see if there's good reviews on your soap. How has it worked for them? What was the experience? How did it make their skin feel? And they might even look for complaints or things that aren't aligned with maybe for the customer-focused product. So if somebody else has those reviews and has the social media, chances are you may have actually gotten the traffic. They may have found your website, but now when they start looking at your reviews, now they go somewhere else and they get soap from somebody else. And the sad part is they're not going to call you later and go, hey, I was almost going to buy it from you when I looked at your website, but I saw all your reviews. So there's a cost of lost opportunity that a lot of people can't measure, because 99% of the people that leave your site, they're not going to tell you why they left. They're just going to leave and do business with somebody else. So you have to pay attention to these things in 2019, because the internet, anybody can Google anything before they shop. And in fact, these days, a lot of people that go shopping at Best Buy or electronic stores, or whether it's Bed Bath & Beyond, they take out an app and they do price comparisons and see if they could find stuff on Amazon or maybe something with a better review. So you have to pay attention to all these things, because they all impact your bottom line. I
Think an Idea. Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.